The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Never miss a show. Take us with you 24 hours a day. Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
It's time for our series that continues at the heart of the homeless crisis. Andy Bales with us, as he is each week. Andy, thank you for joining us. And a quick note, you made it on your bike ride to Sacramento.
Yes, and I was riding there both to raise funds, about $500,000 for Union Rescue Mission, on weekends and my days off. It took 48 hours and 499 miles and 12,000 feet of elevation climb, and finally made it. And when I got to the steps of the Capitol, not only did we raise $500,000, but I wanted to send a message to the governor. But when I got there, the message had already been sent, because he and Mark Ridley Thomas and Mayor Daryl Steinberg of Sacramento had already declared that we needed to do something to get everybody under safe shelter.
We're going to talk about that today on the program. A lot to get to. First, police raids over the weekend. 150 people picked up?
Yeah, 164 gang members, and they had tipped me off that something big was coming, and as I called them to complain about gangs ruling Skid Row, and I'm so proud of our police for taking steps to take back the streets, because gangs really do run a sex trafficking, drug trafficking, preying on the vulnerable, backed by violence. They run Skid Row, and that needs to stop.
Okay. A lot to talk about. One of the stories, a couple of them in the LA Times, one that went out on Sunday, says, in an unwelcome turn for a city suffering from a homeless crisis, federal housing officials said they have denied LA $80 million in funds, citing longstanding failures by local leaders to ensure that properties built with government money are accessible to those who use wheelchairs or have other disabilities.
Wow.
ADA coming back not only to sting small businesses in this town, but finally the government has stung itself.
I hope there's a strong explanation for that kind of error that would cost us $80 million and explain not treating people who are disabled correctly. I'm missing a leg, so I was in a wheelchair for a long time. So I hope this isn't the case.
The allegations, it says, quote from the letter, as you have been notified time and time again, the city is unlawfully discriminating against individuals with disabilities in its affordable housing program under federal accessibility laws and has refused to take the steps necessary to remedy this discrimination.
Well, if this is true, this is heartbreaking, and I hope there's some logical explanation.
I know businesses get hit from other, private attorneys with the PAGA all the time in our city, and lawmakers throw their hands up and have never solved that. There's a patchwork of laws that are hard to follow. There are aggressive attorneys that like to just go make money for themselves. That kind of explains it for the little folk, but the government should be following these policies.
Absolutely. Well, we're not doing a good job of keeping people from falling on our streets either, and hopefully that will change.
It's one of the stories this week. Another one in the LA Times says, LA says it got 21,631 homeless people into housing. Is that really true? And when you read that article, it goes on to pull the layers back on this housing industry of people who like to make claims about it, pointing out, and I'll just summarize it, you can put them into housing for 30 days, but if that runs out and they don't go to the next level, you still call it putting them in housing. You have 7% known to have a recidivism rate back to the streets. Not to complain. I mean, it's got to be tough work. But is there something we need to understand about when organizations put up figures and claim all this?
Yes, and this is an organization that, again, is government-funded city and county partnership.
Talking about partnership. LASA.
Yeah, Explain Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority. It's a partnership between the city and the county. And I'd heard claims of up to 24,000 people put into permanent housing, and I had my doubts, and this article explains it. When I posted this, honestly, I just posted, right, FYI, in response to somebody telling me that the city and the county had put 24,000 people into permanent supportive housing. And we were going back and forth because he was really criticizing my stand that we need to get everybody off the streets and shelter before we put them in 527,000 to 700,000 per unit, per person housing. And he came back with 24,000 were permanently housed. And then I posted this article and he said that, why am I in glee over this article? And I said, I'm not happy. I'm not in glee over this article. I'm just responding with the truth. And, you know, organizations like LASA need to post the truth. They need to be transparent in their marketing.
And is it being suggested here that because, you know, you can't really track people that well if they leave it or go into somebody? They're taking claims for people who've maybe moved in with family.
Right. They're taking everybody who's been housed by any nonprofit, by anyone, moved into family. They're making a claim of moved into permanent housing, which bolsters the argument for the only way to address homelessness is permanent supportive housing. I disagree. There needs to be a balance of shelter, and there needs to be housing, but it needs to be innovative, efficient, affordable housing. We will never get there at 527,000 to 700,000 per unit. And it was trying to back that argument for permanent supportive housing, and it just doesn't quite work out with the details.
Now, I want to talk with you about Mayor Daryl Steinberg up there and a relationship down here and efforts to come up with legislation that is saying, in effect, that once we can provide a roof over your head, you can't turn us down. You can't stay on the street. Explore that. You're kind of following along on this legislation.
Well, not only am I following along, I'm driving part of it because I've been driving for a long time, going to the State House, the Capitol, for years on my bike to say we need safe shelter. We need to be more like New York and less like our current state of affairs. It'd be better to be like New York than to have 44,000 people on the streets in L.A. It is an absolute crisis, and it's nice that Mayor Daryl Steinberg, finally a former state senator, Daryl Steinberg, Mark Ridley Thomas, and now the governor have joined in that call. And I've got to tell you, Daryl Steinberg came to Union Rescue Mission a couple years ago serving ice cream, and he saw a little girl, and he went down on his knees and gave her a hug and got tears in his eyes. So I am very hopeful that change is coming. We've been spending for far too long putting all of our resources into permanent supportive housing, and now we're waking up to the fact that we need a continuum. We need safe shelter. Most people can bounce back from homelessness with a few nights of safe shelter. We cannot spend all the resources on a few while we leave the many on the streets. Ron Galperin, city controller, says, you know, we miss out on the good by trying to do the perfect, and we can't afford the perfect. We've got to do what's practical to address this crisis.
Then there's a story that I don't know if we've had a chance to talk about. You and I knew about the cleanup that was taking place near the Civic Center. Apparently, after one of these cleanups, a lawsuit has now been filed on behalf of the homeless suggesting that personal items were taken. We're going down that same path you and I have talked about before, where it seems as if there are those who are going out of their way to protect the homeless and their rights to property at the expense of health and safety and cleaning.
They're putting all of us in danger by these kind of stunts.
Who are these attorneys? Who are these judges that are weighing that the needs of the many are outweighed by the few when it comes to public health? Because the pickup, the items that were gathered, as I understand it, were because of health reasons. We had to get that stuff off the streets.
So they are attorneys hired by LA Can, a group of activists in Skid Row who are intent on bringing Skid Row to the entire Los Angeles area. They
not only fight, is that their goal?
They not only fight to keep Skid Row. I think it's the result. They fight for personal liberty of people to be able to live on the streets and do whatever they want. They really believe in liberty, and they're not only trying to keep Skid Row, they're trying to make all of LA Skid Row. That's what their results are going to be. And they have I'd say suspicious ties, right? When I've had them scream with a megaphone in my ear when I got a gang injunction, helped get a gang injunction against the 300 top gang leaders in LA. Now, why in the world would they protest me and hang the police in effigy and blow out my ear with a megaphone because I get a gang injunction against 300 drug dealers, gang leaders? Explain that to me. Who are they tied to?
Well, even injunctions on gangs, there's been a new thinking with the majority party in Sacramento that they seem to oppose injunctions that protect neighborhoods and say gang members can't get together anymore. It used to be that you could pass those things and everybody thought, great idea. Association of gang members known, we're going to stop you from doing that. Others have come forward and said, no. Can't do that. They have a right to assemble with whomever. You can't punish somebody unless they commit the crime at the time.
Right. Well, they're committing it every day, all day long on Skid Row. And I got blasted last week by area partners of mine because I stood up for the police and against the gangs. And one of the guys said, the police are the biggest gang on Skid Row and they terrify people. And I said, well, it's safe, isn't it, to complain about the police? It's not so safe to complain about the gangs.
Talk about gangs in Los Angeles and their influence. You're on Skid Row. You see what's going on. Are they selling drugs? Are they controlling things? Walk us through gangs.
They're selling drugs, preying on the most vulnerable, the most addicted. They're making big money. They're human trafficking. They're sex trafficking. They are breaking people's legs. They are charging women their entire Social Security check to have a safe place on the sidewalk to place their tent. They run Skid Row. That's why I applauded the police today in a tweet. I said, thank you for what you're doing. Please keep it up. Their drug sales, their sex trafficking backed by violence needs to end, and their political influence on policy needs to end.
Last 30 seconds. Little plug for Union Rescue Mission.
Union Rescue Mission, the largest rescue mission of its kind in the country, the oldest in L.A., the only one who welcomes women, single men, moms with kids, dads with kids, two-parent families with kids. And we never turn away a woman who comes to our door, never turn away a family who comes to our door.
Andy Bales, CEO, URM, thank you.
AM 870, The Answer.
Up next, the Barack Lurie Show, hosted by attorney Barack Lurie. The very popular Barack Lurie Show is filled with stimulating conversation and a fresh point of view on politics, religion, and the law. Next on AM 870, The Answer.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.